Hi everyone, I'm Fernando Campos, Investor Relations Associate Director at B3, and welcome to another B3's earnings podcast, where André Milanez, B3's CFO, and I will go through the results for the first quarter of 2024. André, we saw the same trends in this quarter. We saw the same trends that we saw in the previous quarters with cash equities volumes in a challenging scenario, but other business performing well. Can you give more details on that and the impact on B3's results?
Sure, Fernando. And I think, as you said, we've seen a similar situation this quarter as we have seen in previous quarters. Even though we have seen further interest rate cuts taking place here in Brazil, all these uncertainties around the level of inflation and interest rates in Brazil and outside Brazil had an impact on the stock markets here and in other jurisdictions as well. As a result of that, we've seen the average daily traded volume in cash equities decreasing 6% in comparison to the first quarter of last year, with an ADTV of 23.6 billion reais this quarter. On a more positive note, these uncertainties around interest rates and some pricing changes that we carried out in interest derivatives last year with the objective of unlocking some volume have positively impacted the volume of listed derivatives, with the average number of contracts traded rising 16 and 13% compared to the first quarter of last year and the fourth quarter, respectively, mainly reflecting an increase in the volume of interest rate futures in reais. In the OTC market, we saw a continuous trend from previous quarters, an increase of 16% in the outstanding balance of fixed income instruments and a 20% increase in the balance of Treasury Direct when comparing to the first quarter of 23. On the other segments, I think it is worth highlighting the revenues coming from the Desenrola program in the infrastructure for finance unit, and in data, the consolidation of Neurotech, which was not present in our figures for last year, for the first quarter of last year. I think in overall terms, we saw another quarter that reinforces the resilience and the efficiency of our revenue diversification and business model, where even though we saw a 6% drop in the equities volume, our revenue remained practically stable quarter over quarter.
And in expenses, we saw a return to the levels of the first three quarters of 2023, right?
That's correct, Fernando. And I think as we discussed during the last year results call, the fourth quarter had been marked by some non-recurring effects and by some expenses that were more seasonal in nature. Without these effects, it was natural for us to see expenses returning to last year's levels, adjusted for inflation. And I think it is worth highlighting that if we exclude from this quarter expenses, the expenses from the Desenrola program and from Neurotech, both of which were not present last year, this time around last year, we've even achieved a better result, growing well below inflation quarter over quarter, sure, or year on year, actually.
Sure. One aspect that I think it's worth explaining a little bit more is the impairments that happened, that was recognized, were recognized during the period.
Look, there wasn't anything special about that. It was an accounting adjustment. Companies constantly evaluating its assets. And as a result of a reduction that we saw in the projection of net cash flows during the remaining useful lives of some of those intangibles of those platforms, we've identified the need for a reduction in the recoverable amount of those assets. It is a non-cash impact, and it is something that we also do not believe it is recurring in nature, and we do not expect any any other adjustments of that nature based on the review that was carried out.
Super clear. And regarding capital structure, B3 just announced a new issuance of 4.5 billion reais. Can you give a bit more detail on this transaction?
Sure. This is part of our responsibility for actively managing our liabilities. So we are seeing here an opportunity to do a liability management exercise with the prepayment of more expensive debt, replacing that with a new issuance with a lower cost. And by doing that, we will be not only extending the tenor, the maturity, or the average tenor of our debt portfolio, but we also be going to be able to generate a positive result with that replacement, with that prepayment.
And what about distributions for the quarter?
As it has been the case, we remain committed to distributing a vast majority of our cash generation back to shareholders. During the quarter, we've done that through buybacks, which totaled 236 million reais in the quarter. We had also interest on capital payments. There were 293 million reais distributed during the quarter, both of which totaled an amount of 522 million reais in distributions in relation to the first quarter of this year. It is also worth remembering that the board also approved the cancellation of 100 million shares now in May, which had been previously acquired during the buyback programs.
And B3 had a recent period marked by the launch of some highly anticipated products. Can you give the latest on strategic advancements for the company?
Sure. I think we remain with a very, let's say, robust pipeline of new products and new launches. I think we had some during this quarter. I think it is worth highlighting the announcement, the launch of the Bitcoin future, which took us maybe a little bit longer than we were expecting, but it's finally there, and it's doing pretty well for the first few weeks of operation, the Bitcoin future. We had also the launch of VXBR, also known as the Brazilian VIX. And finally, I think it is worth mentioning the announcement of the change in the pricing of equities, which is scheduled to be implemented by next year. It is the same fee changes that were announced in 2019 that we finally managed to overcome some operational setbacks in order to deploy that, and which aims to equalize the fee between different types of participants. And finally, I think it is worth highlighting that we do not expect any material impacts, either positive or negative, coming from that change. And I think at the end of the day, it's going to be could be positive for the company going forward, as it adds simplification and more rationale into our pricing structure.
Super clear. Thank you very much, André. And remembering that all the materials regarding our results can be found on our investor relations website. See you next time.